You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Khaliq and al-Khallaq, the creator and the perpetual creator. And al-Khaliq appears in Surah Al-Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور. Allah is al-Khaliq. And so that appears there. And that's for al-Khallaq. It appears in a number of places in the Quran. Of them is Surah Yasin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah says, is not the one who created the heavens and the earth able to recreate them? Yes, He is. And He is al-Khallaq. He is the perpetual creator, al-Alim, the all-knowing. And so these two names come together, Khallaq and Alim. Why? Because for you to be able to recreate and perpetually create, you need to have knowledge. It's like, for example, you go to somebody's house and they have this incredible dish that they made. And so you ask them and you say, like, how did you put that together? Like, how did it come out this good? And they say to you, enjoy it. Because I have no idea how I was able to put this together. Right? So they're basically saying, I don't have the ability to recreate it because I don't have knowledge. To be Khallaq, you have to be Alim. For you to be able to recreate, you have to have knowledge. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khallaq Al-Alim. Now that being said, when we reflect on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a sign for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the interchanging of night and day are signs for the people of intellect. There are signs all around us. In fact, Ibn Kathir, he mentions a Bedouin man who was asked, how does he know that God exists? And he said, very simply, he was an uneducated man, but he said, إِنَّ الْبَعْرَ لَتَدُلُّ عَلَى الْبَعِيرِ وَإِنَّ أَثَرَ الْأَقْدَامِ لَتَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ فَسَمَاءٌ ذَاتُ أَبْرَاجٍ وَأَرْضٌ ذَاتُ فِجَاجٍ وَبِحَارٌ ذَاتُ أَمْوَاجٍ. He says, when I see animal dung, that indicates to me that an animal passed by. Very simple. And he says, and when I see footprints, that indicates to me that a person walked by. And so a heaven that is built with pillars and an earth that is filled with valleys and pathways and oceans that are filled with waves upon waves, does that not all indicate the presence of a Lord who is Latif, sophisticated in His design, intricate in His knowledge, and aware? Doesn't all of this indicate the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I.e., whenever I see an effect, I recognize that there is a causer. So the effects of this entire universe around me, all of this, is it going to be without a cause? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ, to bring it back to that verse, and the interchanging of the night and day in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the interchanging of night and day are signs for the people of intellect. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those who remember Allah while standing and while sitting and while on their sides. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ, and they reflect upon the creation of the heavens and the earth. What's their conclusion after all of that reflection? The signs all around them. They say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Our Lord, You did not create this in vain. Subhanak, exalted are You. فَقِنَا عَذَابِ النَّارِ, so protect us from the hellfire. And so when the people recognize that Allah didn't create this in vain, the question then becomes, then why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us? And why did Allah create the universe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the last verse in Surah At-Talaq, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ. Allah says, Allah is the one who created seven heavens and earths equal to it and made the command descend between them. And so the question becomes, why? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the heavens and the earth? Allah says, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, for you to know that Allah is able to do all things, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed everything in His knowledge. Allah created the heavens.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
On the earth, so that you and I can know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Another verse, famously in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I only created mankind and the jinn to worship me. That's why we were created, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful thing is that worship in Islam is not just the rituals. Someone may hear this verse and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to simply to pray the days and nights away and fast. But in reality, worship is to do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he defined worship as everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with from the inward and outward sayings and actions. And so worship isn't just the rituals, but taking care of your parents is worship, taking care of your family is worship, doing well in your job is worship, if you're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you do it for that purpose. To conclude, what's the fruits of this name Al-Khaliq? Well, definitely to love Him. If a person loves their parents because they raised them in this world, and a person may love someone and feel forever indebted to them because they introduced them to an opportunity for education or gave them access to a career or introduced them to their spouse, what about the love and indebtedness that you would have for the one who created you? Isn't Al-Khaliq and Al-Khalaq the one who's most deserving of our love? And you see that love manifested in the statements of the prophets. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيْهَدِينَ Indeed, I am going to my Lord, He will guide me. Or Musa alayhi salam, he says, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَىٰ I've hastened to you, my Lord, that you may be pleased. Musa alayhi salam races in front of his people to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted to be ahead of them. And you know, just as a quick tangent, when you love somebody, you always want to be first. And even online, you'll find that, you know, people who have large fan bases or very passionate fan bases or followers, that when they post a video, the first couple of comments on that video will always be people saying, first, 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 first. Why are they saying first? Because they want everybody to know, as well as that person, that I was somebody or I am somebody who is always there immediately whenever you post. And that they're not doing this because they receive any sort of money. They're doing it out of love. Musa is saying he wanted to be ahead of everyone else because of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciprocates that love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah says, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. And notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with himself. He doesn't say they're pleased with him and he's pleased with them. Allah says he's pleased with them and they're pleased with him. Allah says, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ Allah loves them and they love him. And whenever a group gathers to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls upon the angels and he says, bear witness, O my angels, that I have forgiven them. The second fruit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ Your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then rose above the throne. يُخْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ Allah says, He made the night and day interchange, chasing each other rapidly, and the sun and the moon and the stars are all subjugated under His command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this creation of the heavens and the earth and everything that's happening within it. And then He says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ To Allah belongs the creation and the command. And so that's our second fruit, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created everything. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets the command. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Blessed is Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And I'm sure you've seen this like I saw it growing up. You have a TV show, it's a family, and you have a teenager who's testing the boundaries of the rules of the house as they're coming of age. And eventually the father who's being tested by this teenager says, as long as you're living in my house, you will follow my rules. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ Allah is the one who creates, and so Allah is the one who commands.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.